Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got Fleeks behind the glass. What's good, brother? Aaron Rodgers is butthurt. Listen, I'm just enough of that guy. Enough. I'll get into that later. Mets and Yankees win. Yanks bullpen spectacular. Because Will Warren couldn't get it done. The Mets, Mark Vientos, talked about it in yesterday's show. I need to see him hit a home run or two. Well, it counted. Barely over the wall, but it still counts as a home run. And the Mets win. Griffin Canning, spectacular. That pitching lab doing wonders. But it's the eve of Game 1. The Eastern Conference playoffs. Knicks, Pistons. It's finally here. After waiting one long season, after last season, the way it ended, with everybody and their grandmother getting hurt for the Knicks, losing in 7 to the Pacers at the Garden, and we make the trade for Karl-Anthony Towns, trade for Mikal Bridges, this Knicks team wins 50 games plus. Now, I know they didn't beat the Celtics, they didn't beat the Cavs, and I don't care about OKC in the Western Conference. The Knicks are the 3 seed versus the Detroit Pistons. And last year, I felt like Knicks fans' confidence was through the roof. Through the roof. While everybody was saying, well, the Knicks should not be playing the Sixers, some people even picking the Sixers. Knicks should avoid the 2 seed. They didn't avoid the 2 seed. They went for it. Last game of the season versus the Bulls. They went for it. The Bucks and the Cavs bitched out. They didn't want any part of the Sixers. The Knicks embraced it. And then the Knicks took over Philadelphia, eliminated them. And then, you know, as I stated earlier, lost to the Pistons in 7 games. The trades happen. Season's here. And I feel like this postseason, heading into this postseason, the confidence of Knicks fans is just not there. Just not there. If you watch all these NBA shows and programming, you would think that the Pistons are the Michael Jordan Bulls, the way they're talking about them. The flavor of the month, the Detroit Pistons. Do you honestly think the Knicks are going to lose 4 games to this Pistons team? Do you honestly think the Knicks are losing in the first round to the Detroit Pistons? If you think that, then don't watch. Then don't watch. You're not built for this. I didn't forget where we came from. All the crap Knicks teams. 2 decades of crap product. 2 decades of losing. Go look at those rosters. Horrible teams. The Garden was still packed. Horrible teams. coach after coach after coach after coach, GM after GM after GM, scandal after scandal. And we still sat there and watched this crap. Now, I'm going to keep it a buck, like I always do. All that crap basketball, I didn't waste my time. When I saw the team was bad or eliminated, had no chance, I wasn't wasting my time. And that's just not for basketball. For baseball, too, I am not wasting my money going to a Mets game when they're out of it. You can give me a free ticket, I'll go. Same thing in football. I didn't make any trips to go see the Commanders play when they were bad. When they were bad. I didn't. It's not worth it. I support the team from home, but I'm not wasting my money on a crap product. I didn't forget as a Knicks fan where I came from. A lot of you have. A lot of you have. You've done a complete 180 on this organization, on this team. And I know Dante DiVincenzo's not here. But that's not making it seem like he's Michael Jordan. And I know Julius Randle's not here. You guys complained about him when he was here, and now, well, we should have run it back. Which one is it? But you can't change history. It's over and done with. So I ask you again, do you think this Detroit Pistons team can beat the Knicks? Is this Pistons team going to beat the Knicks 4 out of 7? The answer is no. Well, how are you so confident, Theo? Well, I'll tell you. The Pistons have Cade Cunningham, an emerging star. Good for him, former number one pick. Good for him. The Knicks have the better roster, and the Knicks have the better team. You want to say Cade Cunningham's the best player on the floor? We can debate that. I think it's Jalen Brunson because he has a proven track record, especially in the playoffs. He elevates his game. But I'll give you Cade Cunningham, just for the sake of it. I'll give you Cade Cunningham. Best player on the floor, fine. Who are the next best players on the floor for both teams? I'll give you a minute to Google the rosters. Jalen Brunson, Karl-Anthony Towns, OG Anunoby. Heck, I'll even throw Mikal Bridges in there. The Knicks have the better team. The Knicks have the better roster. And last time I checked, when a JB Bickerstaff team, coach-led team, went against a Knicks team, the Knicks won. And that Cavs team was better than his Pistons team. All of a sudden, last year the Knicks were the darling. You know, big body Brunson, MVP Brunson. This Knicks team is gritty and grimy. And now people are picking the Pistons to beat the Knicks. Times have changed. I'm not. I haven't. And the Knicks are going to win this series in 5. And I'm sticking by that. And if I'm wrong, they're still winning the series. You ask me, well, when are you going to panic? If they lose game one, I'll be really nervous if they lose game one. The Pistons already did their job, splitting on the Garden floor. But as I mentioned earlier this week, I think Knicks win game one easy. The Garden's going to be rocking. Thank you, NBA, for making that a night game. Saturday night. I'll be here 8-1. So I'll get the good Knicks calls and I get the bad Knicks calls. If the Knicks win, we'll have a party. Because that's what it should be. I didn't forget where I came from. I know other fan bases laugh at the Knicks fans for shutting down 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th Avenue, whatever avenue you want to have a party on. I don't. As a matter of fact, I wish more teams would do this. More fan bases would do this. Have fun outside the arena when the game's over. Act like you won the championship. It's supposed to be fun. Enjoy these moments. Don't forget where you came from. Don't.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
I trust this Knick team to get it done versus the Pistons. And I'm only thinking about the Pistons. A lot of Knick fans, I've made the mistake in the past, and I brought it up this week as well, but then I catch myself. We all know the matchup we all want in the second round, but you got to win the first round first. You got to take care of business. I think the Knicks will. It starts Saturday night, MSG, New York City. The Garden better be rocking. The Garden better be rocking. The Pistons haven't won a playoff series in 17 years. 17! And yet you would think that they were the number one seed, again, and the Michael Jordan Bulls, the three-peat Bulls. The way some Knicks fans are acting, the way a lot of the media is acting towards the Knicks in this series, as if the Knicks are washed. The Knicks have the better roster. Knicks have the better coach. And to me, the Knicks have the best player on the floor in Jalen Brunson. I've seen him get it done in the playoffs. I've seen him elevate his game. He's a clutch player. Should be the most clutch player of the year. He should win that award. Go look at the clutch points. But the NBA is already looking to make the next great American superstar. Because let's face it, look around the league. Giannis. Luka, Joker, SGA, they're not American. The NBA's looking for that next face. Anthony Edwards, I don't think he wants to be that. And frankly, I don't think he's the next face of the league. Jason Tatum, pretty boy, good-looking dude. But he doesn't have that personality. Kevin Durant, past his prime. Steph Curry, he's been the face for a long time. LeBron, been the face for a long time. The NBA's looking for that next guy. And they're pushing that Cade Cunningham agenda all over the place. Shams had an interview with him saying, you know, he's going to be all week. We're going to be playing clips, blah, blah, blah. and I subtweeted, make sure you have that same energy and you have him in studio when the Knicks eliminate them. Because it's going to happen. The Knicks are winning this series in five. They're winning this series, period. And again, Cade Cunningham, you want to say he's the best player on the floor? Fine. The Knicks have the better roster. The Knicks have the next best three, four, five players when it comes to both rosters. I want to see Karl-Anthony Towns dominant in this series versus Stewart and Duran. I want to see him put Duran in foul trouble ASAP. Because he gets in foul trouble a lot. I don't want to see Karl-Anthony Towns 3 minutes into the game with two Fugazi fouls. I don't. I'm going to be pissed. The fans are going to be pissed. And the fans in that building are going to be pissed. Because this is what we traded Karl-Anthony Towns for. For this run right now. For Saturday night. The regular season right now doesn't mean a damn thing. They got the three seed. The two teams above them, the world champs, and the Cavs had a historic season. Good for them. Under Kenny Atkinson, a guy that many Knicks fans wanted to be the coach. We traded for Karl-Anthony Towns for moments like this, for this moment, playoff series. This is what matters to help us get past the round we haven't been able to get past. But it starts versus the Pistons. And if the Knicks somehow, some way, get upset by the Detroit Pistons, here's the positive spin on it. We find out early, this group just doesn't have it in them. And we move on and try to make the necessary changes for long-term success. I'd rather know now than have some false hope. I don't want to talk about the next series. As tempting as it is, let's get past the Pistons first. Let's have a party at the Garden, and then we'll go from there.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.